open-minded viewers, welcome to Cinema Scene. The concept of time travel has long been a subject of fascination for humankind. Today we will feature three science fiction films which explore this idea: Time Machine, Back to the Future, and The Time Traveler's Wife. Our first feature is the 1960 British movie Time Machine, based on the 1895 novel of the same name by the prolific English author H.G. Wells. This film adaptation was directed and produced by seven-time Oscar nominee George Powell. The story begins on January 5th, 1900, as four friends come together for dinner at the home of H. George Wells, played convincingly by Rod Taylor. Their host arrives late, exhausted and disheveled, with an enthralling story to share. A flashback takes viewers to their meeting on New Year's Eve 1899, when George had revealed a small invention that he claimed was a time machine, which travels in a fourth dimension through time while occupying the same space. However, despite successfully testing the device before them, his companions remain skeptical. Only the faithful David Filby, portrayed by Emmy Award-winning Alan Young, remains to discuss the invention, upon which George shares that he wishes to get away from the violent times he was living in. After David leaves, George uses his much larger model of the time machine to travel to the future. However, he is disheartened to find the world in turmoil.
At first, I pushed the lever forward ever so slightly, and the laboratory grew faint around me.
While trying to escape from a war in 1966, George moves forward in time all the way to October 12, 802,701. His home has been completely transformed into what appears to be a paradise, with a group of beautiful young adults relaxing by a river. A woman begins to drown, but despite her cries for help and her proximity to others, everyone just observes her with no display of emotion. George saves her, but is surprised at her indifference. George soon learns that the woman's name is Weena, played by Yvette Mimieux, and that her people are called the Eloi. They have no government nor laws and lead rather leisurely, apathetic lives. They are also illiterate, with their collection of books crumbling to the touch. George learns that years of war had obliterated the human population. The remaining survivors had divided into two groups, the Eloi and the Morlocks. Over time, the Morlocks evolved into frightful creatures living underground with complete control over the Eloi. George soon finds that he is unable to return to 1900 because the Morlocks have taken his machine. Moreover, they captured a group of Eloi, including Weena. It is now up to George to save the naive Eloi from the powerful Morlocks. Will George be able to return successfully to his own time period? Does the future have any hope of redeeming the essence of humanity? Time Machine is an intriguing, thought-provoking film. Its use of time-lapse photographic effects brings an engaging depiction of H.G. Wells' vision of a rapidly changing world, and earned the production the 1961 Oscar for Best Effects, Special Effects. Despite the decades that have passed since the movie's release, it remains a timeless reminder of the importance in developing peacefully for a brighter, hope-filled tomorrow. Let's go refill our vegan refreshments. When Cinema Scene returns, we will look at two more science fiction productions which creatively delve into the idea of time travel. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our next feature is the 1985 family classic Back to the Future. Directed by the Academy Award-winning director Robert Zemeckis, the movie follows the wild adventures of Marty McFly when he is sent from 1985 back in time to 1955. Marty, played by the multi-Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning Michael J. Fox, is a high school student who loves to skateboard and play on his guitar. He leads a fairly normal life until he is summoned for an emergency meeting with the brilliantly eccentric inventor, Doc, otherwise known as Dr. Emmett Brown, played by three-time Emmy Award-winning Christopher Lloyd. In the middle of the night, Marty goes out to an empty parking lot where he sees Doc, his dog Einstein, and a DeLorean sports car. Doc reveals that he has spent the past 40 years building a time machine, which has now been successfully embedded within his DeLorean. With Marty filming the historic event, Doc demonstrates how the time machine works by putting Einstein in the driver's seat while remotely accelerating the vehicle. In the split second that the car reaches 88 miles per hour, it makes a bright blue flash and instantly vanishes. 1 minute into the future, the DeLorean flashes into existence, proving that the time machine works as expected. But just as Doc plans to take off into the future with his newly tested invention, a series of surprises lead Marty to use the vehicle to travel back 30 years. Marty then has to seek a way to return back to the future. However, the DeLorean is out of fuel and needs a massive amount of energy, currently provided by the rare element plutonium. Marty seeks aid from the younger Doc from 1955. After a skeptical conversation, Doc believes Marty and agrees to help him return to 1985. Since plutonium is out of the question, their only hope is to divert energy from a lightning strike into the time machine. As young Doc works to develop a foolproof plan, Marty's dilemma is furthered when Marty accidentally interferes with the meeting of his parents-to-be, putting his own future existence in jeopardy. Can Marty fix everything in time to go back home? The first in a trilogy, Back to the Future was nominated for 4 1986 Oscars, of which it won the Oscar for Best Effects, Sound Effects Editing, in addition to earning 13 other honors.
Doc! Marty! You made it!
Our final feature is The Time Traveler's Wife, directed by German director Robert Schwentke. This 2009 film is about Claire, played by Rachel McAdams, and her time-traveling husband Henry, played by Eric Bana. Henry has a genetic disorder which allows him to travel to the past or future. However, Henry does not decide when or where he will travel. Rather, his body automatically goes without notice and returns to his present time after an unpredictable period of time. There are certain places of significance that Henry tends to gravitate to during his experiences. One of these is the meadow behind Claire's house. As a result, the adult time-traveling Henry meets the young Claire, who comes to fall in love with Henry as he sporadically frequents the meadow through the years.
Claire.
Who'd you expect?
When the non-time-traveling Henry and Claire finally meet each other at a local library, Claire cannot hold back her joy. When Claire explains her story to him, they quickly form an affectionate bond. The two soon get married, but Claire finds that being the wife of a time traveler is more difficult than she had thought. His uncontrollable condition prevents them from completing the simplest of things together, and waiting for his return is worrisome and toilsome. Yet Henry tries his best to be a responsible husband. One day, a future time-traveling Henry briefly appears in their living room with a life-threatening wound before disappearing again through the continuum of time. Scared that she is going to lose him to fate, Claire demands that Henry seek a doctor to help him stop time-traveling, if this is at all possible.
Going to start the first series.
The Time Traveler's Wife tells a heart-rending tale of a reluctant time traveler and the repercussions of his travels on his wife. Its complex plot takes viewers on an intriguing exploration of the multidimensional aspects of life, in which each chain of events is intricately related to the next. The film received 3 nominations, including the 2010 Saturn Award for Best Fantasy Film.
Yes, I am.
Time Machine, Back to the Future, The Time Traveler's Wife are 3 marvelous movies on the subjects of time travel that will foster the imagination of audiences. After all, the possibilities and surprises of the universe are limitless. It was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you happy journeys to heavenly lands and celestial realms.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/cs.